This Tourist A radio destination takes us to Port Broughton on the York Peninsula, and I'm speaking with Christy Barnes and Nicole Hewitt about seafood on Spencer Festival. Thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
No worries. Now, the history of fishing runs quite deep in Port Broughton. Can you please explain how seafood on Spencer, it's developed over the years from a humble tradition and now it's a big festival?
Sure. Well, it's always been a bit of a family tradition on Good Friday to host a seafood day at our house, and it's often been talked about how good it was to be to have a seafood festival on the foreshore here in Port Broughton. And we've talked about it for a lot of years and now we're finally getting it up and running.
That must be super exciting for you as well. It's such a big task to create a huge festival.
Yeah, we're very excited about it. We've had some awesome support and got a great group of girls together on the committee, so it's really exciting.
Fabulous. Now, the Seafood on Spencer Festival is held on Good Friday, like any good seafood celebration would be. What can we expect to do at the festival?
There'll be a few things, actually. There is a Q&A with the fishermen on one of our boats at the end of the jetty. You can learn how to pick a crab. There'll be a cooking demo from MKR Sal Caputo, which we're really excited about. And we'll also have barbecue tasting, including how to learn, like learning how to cook fish simply on the barbecue.
That would be so handy.
Yeah, that's actually, I'll still benefit from that. And we're going to have live music. We'll have two different bands during the day. We're going to have fresh seafood sales. We also have quality beverages. So we're having craft beer and local distilled gin. And we're going to have our own bar where we'll have beer and wine and sparkling and cider available to everyone. So we've really kept it with a local focus as well, so that we do have other providers from the region coming in and being able to sell their product.
That's terrific. And it's not just the local side, but there are some people that are a bit hesitant about seafood and it's not really their thing. This is a fantastic festival for people who maybe want to try and extend themselves a bit more. And if they know that seafood isn't their thing, they can potentially have the great craft beers and the wines and the local distilled spirits as well.
Yes, and there will be some non-seafood options available as well. So if people want to come along that don't enjoy seafood, there'll still be something for them as well.
So what sort of seafoods can we expect to have?
So we're going to have Tommy Ruff burgers. We're definitely having salt and pepper calamari. We're having some yellowfin, whiting, fish and chip. We're also having a seafood paella, blue swimmer crab rolls, salt and pepper and beer battered prawns. Seafood pizzas will also be available in the day, and then fresh crabs and prawns.
So, oh my gosh, that sounds
amazing.
And we're
also gluten-free and vegetarian, and of course, as we mentioned, non-seafood options.
That's fantastic. You've really covered all bases.
We think we've done really well, and that's really been the source of the vision for this festival, is the quality of the seafood and how we prepare it for our attendees. So we're really excited about that.
Oh, perfect. So if people want to get in contact and find out more about the festival, so where's the best place to do that?
Oh, really, on our Facebook page. We keep that regularly updated. It's got everything that's like happening at the festival.
Beautiful. And that's just Seafood on Spencer Festival?
I think if you just type in Seafood on Spencer into your Facebook search bar, it should come up.
Wonderful. Well, it sounds like it's going to be a fantastic festival. I'm going to have to come down and learn how to pick a crab.
Yes, you should definitely come down.
It'll be great. We've put together what we think is a really great event for our community, and you know, it will showcase the quality of the seafood caught in the Spencer Gulf, and it's just also a way to give back to our community so that, you know, people can see our beautiful town here and the YP region itself. So we're really, really excited.
Sounds like a delightful weekend to me.
And there's really something for everyone. Just like you said before, if you're not a seafood lover, you can still come down. You can have a great day on the foreshore. It's a beautiful place to be. There's going to be music. It's family friendly. There's different food options. And because the food is going to be high quality, you know, if you aren't great or not, you know, seafood's not your thing, you can still give it a try. It'll be a really good place to try it and maybe get a little adventurous.
Absolutely. And it'll be fresh as well. Thank you so much, Christy and Nicole, for letting me know about it. We're going to have to jump on down there and see what sort of great offerings there are.
Looking forward to seeing you there.
Yes, you must come down. Thank you so much for today.